I'm Mary Wicklander Williams, and I'm the president of the Bruxella Symphony Orchestra. The Bruxella is a high-level amateur orchestra. Most of our members have been playing their instruments since they were very young children. Some of them have worked professionally as a horn player or tuba player, but at this moment in their life, they have other day jobs, and so music is their hobby. Over the years, 25 years now, the Bruxella has been growing and maturing into a full symphonic orchestra. Starting as a group of friends meeting in people's homes and then getting more of a full-time conductor, Alan Baudouin, they realized that they had a potential, that there was a need for an amateur orchestra. The orchestra really took on its sort of modern, current-day appearance with large sections of strings and a woodwind and brass section. My role as president has been a very long tenure because it was a time where we could build and establish the Bruxella more firmly in Brussels, finding our niche where we had concert halls that were quite dependable, where we had audiences that knew where they could find us, but also attracting good soloists. Of course, being an international orchestra means people do come and go, and we have many nationalities who are represented within the membership. Under the direction of Jan Steenbrugge, a native Belgian from Ghent, the orchestra really took on its sort of modern, current-day appearance. Jan Steenbrugge had an opportunity with his job to move to the States, so we hired as our musical director David Miller. He was the repeteur for the Monet for many years. Our concertmaster right now is Patrick Painsart. He is by day a civil engineer and leads the orchestra as his hobby. The Bruxella has three sort of program season. We start rehearsing the beginning of September, and by the beginning of December, we present a series of children's concerts. Then in spring, we do our big symphonic concert, which is the traditional format of an overture, a concerto, and a symphony. And I must say that the musicians really love this concert because it gives them a chance to really put their energies into a big work. And our third concert of the musical season is in June, and that can take on lots of different complexions.